Each Thanksgiving, we are likely to remember the pilgrims who landed at Plymouth Rock. But is that rock really the spot they disembarked? The American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Just ahead of the American Revolution, the colonists were becoming more aware of their unique history that was separate from their British roots across the Atlantic. In 1769, the residents of Plymouth, Massachusetts, established the Old Colony Club to preserve that unique history.
One of the very founders was Edward Winslow, the great-grandson of the Pilgrim Edward Winslow. And that Winslow gave a speech which became the inspiration for the establishment of the club and also ultimately the inspiration for what we call Forefathers' Day, an annual dinner held in December.
Held in December to remember the Pilgrims' landing in December of 1620. Walter Powell, director of the Society of Mayflower Descendants, says that along with the founding of the club, there was a concern on residents' minds.
The landing site of the Pilgrims was threatened. The Plymouth waterfront was very different than it is today, and the site of the presumed landing was about to be changed.
Thanks to the testimony of an aging elder, Elder Faunce, along with Edward Winslow, they helped identify the landing spot and keeping it from that waterfront development.
The journey, if you will, starts with Elder Faunce, who was in his 90s when he was asked to be taken down to the waterfront and said there where they landed. And the assumption was that boulder.
That event identified Plymouth Rock, which is often underwhelming in size to first-time visitors, but may well be the spot the Pilgrims landed.
When you look at the very shallow harbor of Plymouth, you realize there aren't very many places that have anything large enough like that to be a logical place to step ashore, so it's entirely plausible.
Plymouth Rock was moved several times around the city, but has now been located under a stone portico here for nearly a century. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.